Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Does fear rule your life? How much does fear rule your life, and what does it say about you? You know, fear is an interesting thing. Fear, panic, stress, anxiety, all those things are very interesting because they come from certain places. We feel them. We interpret it. Many times we have maybe new acquaintances or new whatever relationships, and we automatically assume the worst. You know, whether we receive an email from our neighbor or we get a letter or we get a call from someone we haven't talked to, we automatically feel fear and worried about the worst actually taking place. And it's interesting because when fear is ruling our life, we have a tendency of letting it take over, but we automatically fear for the worst. And so why is that? Why do we begin to live that way? Where did it start? Where did it come from? And what can you do to change it? You know, where it began is oftentimes we get indoctrinated into the concept of fear. We get kind of branded that way. And it could have started at a very young age, or it could have been more recent. And you know, when you think about it, you understand that when you kind of get, you know, felt that way over and over again, you feel fear and you feel your feeling, there's more fear and they impact that and stress. Your first inclination and response to really anything becomes, you know, fearful or stressed out or anxious or wondering, is this going to suck or not? You know, how is this all going to work out? Is everything just going to work out or not? And so when fear is ruling and dominating our life, it's often because we don't feel secure in our day-to-day life. We might not feel like we have all the answers. Things might be changing at a rapid rate. We might feel overwhelmed with the concept of progress, and we feel like we don't have any steady, constant life. We also might be going through a lot of changes within our career, our home, our family, or even just our mind. And we're wishing and trying to find the answers to daily questions. So where does the fear come from? You know, I find that oftentimes we interpret the world around us, and that interpretation becomes our inherent thought process, meaning we begin to see the world always through those types of colored glasses. Think about it. If we feel that most things are painful and agonizing and stressful and non-desirable, everything that comes our direction will feel the same. When people send us an email or call us out of the blue, we'll automatically assume the worst. There must have been damage, destruction, illness, panic. I mean, think about it. When was the last time your mom or dad called you and your first thought wasn't, oh, hey, they were thinking about me and wanted to say hi? Actually, quite the opposite. Your first thought was, oh my God, somebody's died. Somebody's died, and they're going to tell me. Somebody's died, and they're going to tell me, oh God, what am I going to do? Seriously, I mean, this is serious stuff here. I mean, some of you let fear and panic rule your world so much that you leave your phone on constantly in case somebody calls to tell you that they've been in an accident or somebody's dead. Some of you, I'm not going to name names or point fingers, but I know some of you that watch and read the obituaries every single day. And I know it might be because you might know a lot of people, and so there's a good chance that somebody might have died that you know, but I also wonder if there's a part of you that's scared of death and trying to offset it and knowing the fact that, hey, you've come one more day without dying. I mean, death is a big fear factor. I'm not going to make light of that. I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and come on my show and say, oh, you shouldn't fear death. It's no big deal. What's wrong with you? Get your head out of your butt. It's easy breezy. No, I mean, that's a fear factor. But let's go to the simpler, easier things for right now, because I really don't want to tackle that in an hour setting. And I don't think you want me to hear talk about it as well. I think there's certain things that you kind of go, you know what, Ashley, I'm having a decent day, and I really don't want to go there, so we're not going to go there right now. But we are going to talk about fear in day-to-day life. We're going to talk about fear when it comes to our interactions, to our personal interactions, to our friends, to our family, to our future, to the things that we've done in our life, to the things that we want to do in our life, to the fear of regret. What about the fear of wondering if we are on target? Are we doing what we need to do? Are we on the road to our purpose? Are we on the road to our purpose? Because I think when we're able to sit there and realize, hey, I'm on the road to my purpose, I'm doing what I was supposed to do, I'm doing what I am doing, I'm doing what I need to be doing, all of a sudden life gets a little easier. Because we realize that there is some sort of synergy that rules the universe, and it's not all just, you know, throw it up on the wall and see what sticks. Right? I've been in my life before where fear was ruling my every emotion. Whether it was fear of abandonment, or fear of what they thought about me. What they thought about me. Isn't that a good one? Oh my God. The fear of what people think about you is one of the biggest fears that people think about all the time. Oh my God. What do you think they're saying about me? Do you think they're talking about me? Oh my God. I know they're making fun of my outfit. I can feel it. I can feel it. Seriously, the fear of what people are saying about you is a big deal. Or what they're thinking about you. When you go on stage to make that speech in front of your office, are they all making fun of you? Or do you have some sort of validity? You know, it's interesting what we wonder about what people think and feel about us. And we get so fearful on what people think and feel that we don't even think about how we feel about us. It's too busy about making them happy. Making them all warm and fuzzy. Who cares? But we've been indoctrinated into that concept. The people-pleasing gene. Want to make everybody happy gene. The, oh, I don't want anybody to hate me. I want everybody to like me. I want everybody to be my best friend. You know, I used to have those, like, My Little Ponies as a kid. Why don't you get a set of My Little Ponies and sit in the corner and play with them? Because you know what? Honestly, that's where you are if you really care about what everybody thinks. Because you're not going to make everybody happy. And some of the people are just not going to like you just for the fact that they don't like you. It's nothing you've done. It's just they don't like you. I had it happen about, I mean, you always occasionally have this happen throughout life. I mean, it's just the way life works. If you're a decent person, people like you. You're outgoing. You're a nice person. You know what I mean? For the most part, not many people dislike you. Okay? And the few people that dislike you, they dislike you because there's something about you that irritates the living crap out of them. Or you remind them of somebody, or they just don't like you because you rub them the wrong way. I mean, somebody that's really unhappy is not going to really enjoy being around somebody that's pleasantly happy all the time. It's going to get freaking irritating, okay? And so when you're out there trying to please all these people, why? I mean, it's like going to a comedy for a film, wanting to go see a comedy, and you go to like a painful, scary horror film. It's not going to work. It's two different genres. Okay, they don't crisscross. They just don't. Okay, they just don't. There is no sick horror film that's funny. Okay, seriously, think about it. If you cannot crisscross on genres, if somebody feels a certain way and that's the way they are, they're not going to accept the other around them. And also, there's a caveat. Some people won't like you because you remind them of themselves. Because whatever you're doing, what they feel is wrong, and it's annoying them, it's not the fact that it's just wrong and annoying them. It's actually magnifying personal skill sets or personal attitudes that they have, which upsets them and just kind of infuriates them and makes them want to run. So when I return, I'm going to be talking more about fear, more about the fear factor in life, because I really want to talk about the fear factor because that matters so much. Because the fear factor, when we're fearful, we don't do what we probably should do because we're scared of what will happen. And what happens to not doing what we need to do? Well, that leads to what? Regret. And what does regret lead to? Depression and sadness and a lost sense of self. And it's funny how we lose our sense of self the more and more we care about what other people think. It's funny how we lose our sense of self when we go away from who we truly are and begin to question our purpose and to be questioning ourselves. But when fear comes into our life, that becomes something that takes us off target completely. It can take away all the foundation you have, all the structure you have, and it takes over in your mind and body, and it makes for a very shaky, unsettling situation. Check out the website AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the latest shows as well on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and across the country. And live your true life perspectives. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode is sponsored by Gamefly. Gamefly lets you rent over 8,000 games and movies with no due dates and no late fees. For a free 30-day trial, including one game rental, visit GameflyOffer.com/Ashley. Tonight I'm asking you, does fear rule your life? How much fear do you feel in day-to-day activity? In dealing with interactions, personal interactions, professional interactions, work, home, the future, your kids, everything. How much does fear take over in your life? And I'm asking you this because when we have a lot of fear in our life, it says something about us. It says something about us. And it's not a bad thing. It's not like, ooh, you're a bad person because you got a lot of fear in your life. No, no, no. No, nothing like that. But it does show us that when we have a lot of fear in our life, we're running away from something possibly. We could be running away from ourselves. Okay? We might be allowing a lot of outside influences into our life. Okay? Because if we allow a lot of outside influences into our life, we could be allowing a lot of media content and other people's issues that are chaotic, stressful, maybe just kind of sad or demented into our life, and we begin to focus on that type of stuff. And that type of stuff causes us to have fear. And let me give you a good example. And this is a simple example, but you can understand how it extrapolates into your day-to-day life. So let's say like your best friend is like the biggest fearful scaredy cat, you know, and they're always constantly watching the news every single second on how bad our world has become and how we're all going to hell in a handbasket and how all these bad things are happening. And there was a murder in Missouri, and that murder happened. What am I going to do? You know, I mean, bad things do happen in this world. But how we deal with it is important. And there are some people that cannot detach at all. And I'm not saying that detachment is correct on everything. But I'm saying is that some people, when something happens, no matter where it is on the planet, they automatically see themselves, something happening to themselves. Oh, God. Oh, God, that could have been me. That could have been my daughter. That could have been my family. And all of a sudden, they begin to live their life in a different way. all of a sudden they begin to shield their family from any sort of harm. And by being a helicopter mom, by locking every door and putting in a new security system and literally detaching from society. And then they call you on the phone and tell you, you better watch out. You better be careful. It could happen to you. You're all, you know, willy-nilly with what you're doing. You're not thinking about the consequences. And you're just trying to kind of keep it all together, okay? Another good example is when somebody calls you about their future and how they've ruined their life, and you begin to put that on yourself. It's the same way that we look at an auto accident when we're driving up on an accident on the highway, and we check to make sure it's nobody we know, okay? It's the same thing. Because no matter what it is, good, bad, or indifferent, we constantly think about it in our own terms. So when somebody tells you that something happened to them, at first, you're there for them. You care about them. You're trying to help in any way possible. But then you begin to reflect on your own life. Then you begin to project that thought to your whole entire meaning and being within your life. So let's talk about fear. Let's talk about the fear of... A lot of people have the fear of abandonment, of people leaving them. And that really comes from usually either something that recently happened, for example, a mother or father died, leaving the person feeling abandoned. Perhaps the spouse, the wife or the husband got up and left and wants a divorce. Okay? That can be an immediate feeling of abandonment. Perhaps somebody lost their child. Their child died. Or it could come from the past, okay? So if something's immediate, something's immediate. It just happens, so you have to let people go through it, grieve through it, and go through the process and overcome it. But there are some things that have lived with us for our entire lives, or at least since the beginning. A good example that I deal with in my own practice is working with clients with borderline personality disorder, BPD. And one of the reasons they really kind of constructed this was a safety mechanism, but it's really derived from some key points. And one of those key points and one of those things that can happen is abandonment, okay? When somebody's abandoned at a very young age by a father or mother, guardian, you see what I'm saying? And when you're abandoned and you're scared and you're young, you never want to feel that way again. So you never want to feel abandoned again. You never want to go through that pain and that agony. No matter what it costs, no matter what pain and agony you put yourself through, you still don't want to go through that. And so you create this security mechanism, okay, so that you never feel that abandonment again, being that oftentimes instead of ever getting abandoned, you will abandon somebody at just, you know, just literally the flash of a camera, the click of a button, the literally anything will make you run. And I'll give a good example about that. Oftentimes, clients will come in my office and tell about their wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend that have BPD and how they keep pushing them away and how sometimes it can be the most amazing experience in their life. They can have the most amazing conversation and they can feel really connected. But literally, minutes and hours after that connection, the person literally is telling them they never want to talk to them again, get the heck out of my life, I hate you, whatever, because they want to run, because they don't want to get abandoned. They don't want to put their feelings out there and then the other person leave. But we construct these walls so heavy, made out of so much cinder block and concrete, that it's hard to see the forest through the trees. So oftentimes, because the abandonment took place so long ago, we don't even realize we're doing it now. And fear is one of those things that I call that a negative emotion, because it doesn't do anything for us but make us scared, stressed out, keep us away from our goals and our dreams, and really kind of just take away from the love and the joy of life. I mean, there's a lot going on, but when we're filled with fear, we don't enjoy it. Life becomes laborious and scary. And we wonder what's going to be around the next corner or what's going to happen next and will we survive? Instead of, wow, this is amazing. I never thought I would experience this. Wow, what a beautiful day. And I'm so glad I'm out here. And I'm so glad I'm doing all these things. But instead, we see the opposite. We see the problems. We see literally everything that can go wrong. And we worry, will the other shoe fall? And it's a very interesting concept, and I feel that fear, all in all, allows us to be scared, to feel frustrated, but it leads to a lifetime of regret until we're able to deal with it. Until we're able to literally realize that we have fear controlling our life, there's not much we can do. We're kind of stuck because we're using fear as our filter, okay? It's kind of similar if we're using fear as our life filter, right? It's very similar to if we were using a water filter of poop, okay? You know I like potty humor a lot here on the show. And so let's just say you had a filter. Instead of charcoal, you put poop in there. And you filtered your water through that. How would that be? How would it be? It would be awful. And you wouldn't drink it. But fear does the same thing. It filters our entire life, feeling scared, stressed out, angry, worried, depressed. And it keeps us from doing what we want to do in life. And until we realize where the fear is coming from, we can't do anything about it. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like that, it's just the elephant in the room. Where's it coming from? Can I pinpoint it? Do I know where it's coming from? Do I understand? Do I understand that maybe this started at a young age, or did it recently start? Or did I construct this in my own mind in fear of failure? Or in fear of success? I think there's more fear of failure than anything else. I think success, I think that's a nice positive way of putting it, but I think most of us are scared of failure, of not accomplishing what we want in life, of not accomplishing dreams or being successful, or worried, will other people do what they want to do and we are going to get stuck? Worried that we might miss the mark altogether. What if we miss out and don't get to experience life as we want to? What if we never get married? What if we never have children? What if we never have that aha moment? And instead of allowing things to happen and living our life to make that happen, we literally put the fear factor so deep within our mind and in our body that we actually miss out on the good things happening in our life. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. If you'd like to contact me, click on the contact page and send me a message, and I'll get back to you in 48 hours. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back. Well, I guess I got to think about that. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives is brought to you by Gamefly. Gamefly has over 8,000 newly released and classic games available for rent for one low monthly price. As a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console and handheld games as you want, and you can get them delivered right to your mailbox. Games are shipped to arrive on the actual game release dates, so there's no more standing outside for any releases. You can rent classics or new release games, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3, PS, Vita, the Wii U, and older systems as well. If you love the game and don't want to send it back, you can keep it at a discounted rate. One disc plan is $15.95, two disc plan is $22.95. And there are no contracts, new due dates, and no late fees. Instead of buying two or three games per year, sign up for a year's worth of Gamefly and rent as many games as you want. Visit GameflyOffer.com/Ashley to sign up for a premium 30-day trial. That gets you one free game rental. Again, it's GameflyOffer.com/Ashley. We're talking about fear right now. I'm talking about the fear factor. How much fear is in your life? And I think in order for us to ask ourselves, what does it mean? Why do we have this fear? Where did it come from? What am I doing? Where is my life heading? I think we got to ask, where is the fear coming from? Once you know where your fear is coming from, you can begin to change it. Once you know where your fear is coming from, you can begin to identify it. Once you know where the fear is coming from, you can stop it, augment it, look at it, see what needs to be changed, see what you can do, change it, and happily move on. So where is the fear coming from in your life? Because I think all of us, to some degree, have some fear. I think a lot of us have stress and fear of failure, of not living up to our potential, of not living up to our personal expectations. Isn't that really it? We expect to do this or to do that. And when we don't live up to it, it can be very upsetting, sad, depressing, stressful. It can actually bring anxiety and discontent. So where is that coming from? Is that from your expectations, the way you were raised, your beliefs, your personal beliefs? Or has that been over time that you've constantly beaten yourself up, wanting to be better, striving to be better? Or has life just been somewhat challenging? And you've worked really hard, but things just seem to have not gone your way. What about, does fear come from your family or friends? Do they seem to instill it within your brain? Do they seem to bring it with them? Instead of a bottle of wine to their house, to your house, they bring fear, stress. You might want to think about that. It's obviously within them, and they're kind of giving it to you. Remember, when you're around people that are very fear-based or very sad or angry-based, you can bring it up to them, you can kind of show them a different way of life, and you can help them to see that. But remember to constantly washing your mental hands, because fear is easily caught, okay? It's very easily moved to a new host, depending on what somebody tells you or what they insist you to watch on TV or what kind of media they think that you should be aware of. All those things can cause you to get off target from your own life, from doing the best you can, from making those amazing things happen in life that have ripple effects and wave effects that help everybody in your life stream, basically. They can get you off target from that and get you stuck in a world of fear and worried about what's going to happen next. You know, oftentimes the fear comes from within our mind. Our mind, as you might not realize, can be our worst enemy. Our mind can be our worst enemy. What we feed it mentally and what we feed it by media and music and our past and what we believe and all this stuff can really, infect us like a disease. You know, it's interesting how people can be ruled by their mind and the mind is telling them things that have no basis of reality. But if it's thought about as much as possible, or it's constantly thought about, or the thoughts are over and over and over again like a broken record, they become reality. And fear is something that doesn't have, there's no basis of reality. Okay? Let me give you a good example of fear. The more and more fear we have, we keep fearing the worst, the worst, the worst, the worst. And I realize there is a potential, a percentage point of some of these things happening, but we begin to create it, and as we create more and more fear, we get more and more anxious, okay? And it can be difficult with some people with fear because it makes it hard for them to breathe, hard for them to focus. And when we get to that spot in the fear factor, we're out of control. Okay, we've gotten mentally, emotionally, physically out of control. And the reason why we spiral through that is because we've allowed our mind to basically create this puzzle and weave this yarn that we have fallen hook, line, and sinker to. And that's very interesting and powerful when you think about it, because our minds can be our best friends and our worst enemy. Our mind can constantly tell us how great we are and how we've learned and how impressive we've become and how we've worked every day to be better than we were yesterday, not competing against others. Or our mind can tell us how crappy we are, how we're lesser than everybody we come into contact with, and how we're lucky that we just don't shoot ourselves and kill ourselves and get ourselves out of the misery. Okay? So a lot of the fear that we have could be coming from our mind. So it's manufactured within. And remember, an environment that we live in is extremely important. So you know how when people talk about biological or environmental, right? And people say, well, the baby was born biologically this way. But then if we look at environmental stats and we realize where the baby lived, you know, this baby had a propensity of being XYZ. Well, environment is a big deal. So being born in one person's womb, yes, that's the environment that they were born in. But then when they move into a home and they're in a certain city, that's their environment. And let's go a step further in environment. The environment that you are housed in is your body. That is your home of origin. Okay? If your home of origin is out of sync, if it's off, if it's really stressed out, if it's based in fear, you're not going to be very healthy of mind, body, spirit. And so as we go through this tonight, I want you to really focus on where is the fear coming from, because in our last segment, I'm going to be talking about how you can take your life back, and you can use this in any way, shape, and form when it comes to fear, because fear is that same type of negative emotion, and fear is the opposite of love, and fear is what separates us from all others on the planet. Okay, it's a separating tactic. It's used oftentimes in certain media to make sure that we don't uprise, right? Because if we all realize that we were not really fighting each other and we were all unified, then, you know, we could actually be a force worth reckoning with that would be a problem, you know, that could actually cause, you know, that could change the world. And so if we can continue to create this fear factor, okay, across the lines, then we separate people in their own neighborhood, we separate people from speaking or talking because they automatically assume that that person's either racist or is going to kill them or they could be a serial killer or what have you, when the biggest probability is that they probably have some of the same similar feelings, thoughts, and they would probably really get along if they just took a minute to get to know each other. You know, if it's in your mind, what about if the fear is in your past? Fear can be something that we have been best friends with our whole life. Fear could be that enemy that you have kept with you for over time, since the beginning of time, that you can't seem to shed. And that friend, that buddy, has kept you from doing anything worth doing as long as it possibly can, because you've held on to it like grim death. And so a lot of times we have to let go of our past. We have to see it. We don't want to forget some of the things that happened. We want to forgive. We don't want to forget because we don't want to do it again, right? But we want to get past that, and we want to accept our past and say, you know what? Some bad crap happened in my past, but I'm not going to let it rule my life. And some of you might need to go see a therapist, somebody like me, to deal with that past stuff, to get past it, to move on with it, and I can help with that. And some of you just need to be able to be cognizant that it exists to let it go. It's up to you to let it go. Perhaps you do a little ceremony with a balloon, putting your past failures and your past worry into that balloon and letting it soar up, and mentally, meditationally realizing that you're letting go of the past. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out Spreaker and some of the latest shows on there. I just did a recent show on ADD, and it's pretty cool, and it might connect with you, a spouse, or a child. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I swear I'll be back. Don't be fearful. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about the fear factor, asking you how much fear is in your life. Does fear rule your life? And right before the break, I was asking about where your fear comes from, whether it comes from your fear of failure, maybe friends or family, maybe your own mind, your past feelings, your future uncertainty, right? That's a big one. A lot of us are scared about our future. What happens? What does our future hold? You know, I mean, that's why people go to psychics and all that kind of stuff, because they want to know what's in their future. They're scared of their future. What's going to happen next? Will things work out, or will things absolutely fall apart? One of the other reasons people have fear is the fear of feeling out of control, because a lot of times we feel very out of control in our life. And that feeling of being out of control can overwhelm us. It can feel as though we might not have the answer or the right answer to anything. We start worrying. Do we know what to do? Do we know the right step? Do we know the next step? Do we know who we should talk to? Are we in the right place at the right time? Are we doing the right thing? Are we working the right job? Do we know the right people? All those questions begin to overwhelm us. And so how do we begin to take our life back? How do we begin to take our life back and to realize the power we have, and to get rid of our fear, okay? Or at least to minimize it. The first thing is that we have to be able to pinpoint it. We need to be able to pinpoint where the fear is actually coming from, okay? And that's what I was talking about earlier. And so the first thing we want to do is we want to live 1 minute at a time. We want to live 1 minute at a time, meaning we want to be in the present moment, in the actual moment of our life at all times. And a good example is when you're dealing with someone who is wanting to quit smoking. And I've done this in my own life. I quit smoking, and I remember I woke up one morning and I said, you know what, that was it. Last night's cigarette was the last cigarette I'm having. And I had had several cigarettes that night. And I kept my pack of cigarettes and I kept my lighter. And I never said, oh, I'm never going to smoke again. But instead I said, I'm not going to smoke now. And that now turned into a day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, and now we're at about 7 years. Okay, so that's kind of big time. But I never tried to chew or to break off more than I could, because I knew that I'm human. And so you want to live every minute and know that, hey, fear might creep into your mind. The past and past failures might creep into your mind. But if you're living in the moment, you will see them creep in. They won't just take over your mind share. You'll actually see them creep in, and you'll begin to see where it's coming from at a rapid rate. The second thing is not to overthink it. Quit overthinking your life. Quit overthinking what the next step is, what you're going to say, how you're going to act. What are they going to say? What if they say this and I have to say this? And what if they say that and I have to say this? And what if this comes up and what do I have to do? It's like overthinking things makes things very, very complicated for no reason. When we overcomplicate something, we take the fun out of it. We make it scary. We make it fearful. We make it overwhelming. And we make it time consuming. And life really doesn't need that overthinking component, because that overthinking component leads us into a negative mind share. Okay? No time have I ever heard anybody completely overanalyzing a situation who were having fun and were excited and were in the moment. It was absolutely the opposite. Okay? When we overthink things to death, we ruin it. We also bring up all the negative aspects, the fear aspects, the anger aspects, the depression aspects, and any other aspects that can cause us pain and agony. And when you realize that you're overthinking something, instead of getting hard on yourself and getting down, actually the best thing to do is to kind of laugh. When we laugh about certain things, we make it easier in our life, because we kind of make a joke about it and we recognize the fact that we're doing something, falling back into old habits. And we're able to laugh at it, it's easier to let go than beating ourselves and browbeating ourselves down for not doing something that we need to do. You know, the next step that I find very effective, and the next thought that I find very effective, is that if something scares you in a good way, if it scares you in a good way, meaning that it scares you to doing something normally out of your comfort zone, example, you need to give a speech at work, and so you're scared to talk in front of people, and you actually reach out and decide to give a speech and go out of your way to do it. Even though it scares the living bejesus out of you, you actually do it, and it advances you, and it makes you better. Okay? That's the example of doing something that scares you, but it's good for you. Okay? The opposite is when you're surrounded something or you're doing something that scares you in a negative way. And that negative way means that it makes you so fearful and so scared that it keeps you stagnated and it keeps you in a state of non-action. Those are the things that you want to avoid like the plague. The last thing you want to do in life is to add more fear in your life. The last thing you want to do in your life is to be so scared that you don't know the next step, and so instead of moving, you just stay there worried about what to do. And I've been there before. And so if it'll push you forward and make you better, that's one thing. But if it will scare you and upset you, that's the opposite. And you need to avoid those things as much as possible. Last but not least is, you know, we compete against other people in our daily life, and it seems like our life is all about competition, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, soccer, highlight, tennis, whatever it is, we compete against everybody all the time, it seems. But does that make any sense? No. In organized sports, that's one thing. In a TV show, it's a reality show that they're trying to make money on, is another. But don't let that spin into your mind. Don't let you begin to think that you are competing against other people, because you're not. Really think about it. There is no real competition, because what we see of other people is only the tidbits and the morsels that we have been allowed and granted to see. Instead, be better than you were yesterday. Do you see what I'm saying? When we work to be better than we were yesterday, instead of competing against John or Mark or Angela, we begin to kind of compete against ourselves, meaning we make incremental changes to be better. Okay, so for some of us, getting out of bed was tough the other day, and so instead of staying in bed all day the following day, we get out of bed at a certain time, take a shower, get ready, and get out the door to do at least something. It's all about where you need to be in incremental changes. For others of us, we needed to fulfill several obligations that we didn't. And so needing to get up an hour earlier than we already are is needed. And so we begin to structure our schedule to allow ourselves to do what we need to do, to be better than we were yesterday, to not put any uncertain expectations on ourselves, but to expect things that we can actually attain that will make us better and stronger and will have less fear in our life. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.